Welcome to our listener podcast series as we give you the opportunity to find out a little bit more about our Toowoomba Regional Council candidates. And this time we welcome Councillor Edwina Farquhar. Hi, Edwina.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, great. And thanks for joining us for our little five-question series here. I'll ask you five questions. You'll have a maximum 2 minutes to answer each and then an opportunity to add anything you'd like at the end, again, up to 2 minutes. And I'll start with the same question we've started with everybody. Why are you running for a seat on council and what do you bring to the table?
Good question, Lee. I am in a fortunate position that I was appointed to council 5 months ago. There was 23 candidates and I was appointed then, and I've had the last 5 months to really get to understand council, what it's all about. And I really enjoy it. What do I bring to the table? I've got over 25 years experience in business, small business and large business. I've worked for large multinationals overseas and here in Australia. And I've also owned a small business, two small businesses here in town with the Finch and the other Bird. So I bring small business as well as larger business experience. Our council is a $710 million business and one of the largest employers in our region. And it needs really capable people at its helm. I understand the grassroots issues affecting both my customers and our people, but I also am willing to roll up my sleeves and I do my own BAS, I do my own bookkeeping, as well as running the two businesses and working within council. So, I believe that experience has really helped me, because council, every decision we make, it's 10 people around or 11 people around the table. So each one of those people around that table has to reflect a different part of society and do what's best for the region. I'm a mother. I've got three school-aged children. I volunteer on weekends, often at little athletics when I can. I was on the board of my children's school, their foundation board, and I'm a really well-rounded candidate, I believe.
Our second question, in your opinion, what's the number one issue facing the Toowoomba region right now?
Okay. The issue facing the region and the region itself, I believe, is population growth. We do have a dam upgrade, dam wall safety upgrade, but that's one issue relating to council, I believe. But population growth, the whole of southeast Queensland is going through a massive population boom. We've got a housing crisis, and with all of these people coming to our region, not only do we need to find housing for them, but we also need to look at water security as well. I'd love to see more higher density housing within our existing urban areas. I'd love to see more people living in our cities or in our Toowoomba city, but also our regional centres. By people living close to work, they can walk to work, keeping cars off the road, but they can also eat in the restaurant downstairs or down the road, and they can also visit the local newsagent. And it just would be so good to reinvigorate our urban areas. So that's housing. Water security, as I mentioned, we are doing a dam wall upgrade, but we also need to look to the future of where we're going to source more water from. Not only do we have more people moving to our region and drinking water, but it's our job to make sure that when they turn the taps on, the water runs. So we just we're looking at Emu Creek as a potential dam site. We need to reinvestigate that. Recycled water is on the water plan. Water security is key.
Our third question, what opportunities do you see for our region in the next 4 years?
In the next 4 years, I'd love to, you know, I think opportunities, more events. I'd love to see more events come to our region, sporting and cultural. With that, I'd love to see a bit more infrastructure as well so that we can host state and national and maybe international events. Because when people come, they stay, they eat, they spend money, again, within our economy. And I believe that... that this is a really good way of invigorating our economy. I'd also like to see more tourism, especially in our local hamlets like Crow's Nest and out in the regions. They've got these beautiful little towns, and I'd love to see more tourists go and visit their communities, again, staying, spending money and helping their economies. Toowoomba has one of the highest obesity rates in Australia. And definitely in Queensland. And it's not something I'm proud of, but I'd love to see more active transport so that people can, you know, I'd love my kids just to be able to walk or ride to school. And at the moment, there are too many busy roads. And I'd love to see more corridors that people can actively walk to school or work and ride to work. And again, getting more cars off the road because we're seeing so much congestion. So, yeah, that's what I'd love to see, Lee.
Our fourth question. Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So how do you go about representing the greater region?
I grew up in Gundawindi. I'm a country girl. I may not live in the city, live in the country. I live in Rangeville. But I've got the country at heart. And even though we sit around that table, I believe it's the best person for the job. I don't believe it's where you live. As far as representing the region, I get out and about. I try to go to as many different events outside of the Toowoomba City as I can and listen to the people. I know the people are feeling that they've been a bit let down since amalgamation. And I'd like to, you know, I just want everyone to know that I am listening to that, and I would like to see how I can make it better for them, make them feel loved. But maybe we need to have some more communication, better communication, more forums within the areas so that people actually know what council's doing, what we're getting on with, and how we're spending the money across the region, not just in the city.
And our fifth question, and it's obviously going to be something that is going to impact the council. Would you support raising rates to help pay for the inevitable upgrade to Crestbrook Dam?
Yeah, this is a tricky one, and we were asked this in a forum the other night. Unfortunately, with the cost of goods going up, with labour going up, we as a council, just to run and operate, it's looking likely that we will have to raise our rates. And then with the state government's mandate of upgrading the dam wall is a looming issue as well. We're trying to get some funding from that, from the state and the federal government, and we're working as hard as we can because whatever we can get from them reduces the pressure on us as a council business and on our ratepayers who form part of that. We, you know, council, we're really fortunate that we're in a really good financial position. There's actually a number of councils within Queensland that are in the red. They aren't financially viable and they're having to get the government to come and help bail them out. We are safe at the moment. We're in really good hands. We've got a great team, great finance team there. And unfortunately, the costs of, you know, our concrete, all of those input costs to build our roads, our footpaths, manage our dams, our labour has gone up as well. So we're effectively, you know, the CPI is going up, but unfortunately so too are all our input costs. And the CPI is based on a basket of goods, and our input costs are significantly higher, especially with the impact of everything that's happening on the housing industry right now.
And just finally, an opportunity to add anything else that you would like your voters to know about you, your platform, or the region.
Look, I just want to reinforce I'm a business person. This is a $710 million business and it really needs capable people at its helm. I've got the experience. I've already been in there for 5 months. I've had really positive feedback from all the other counsellors that I am a good set of hands, capable head, capable shoulders to sit at that table. I'm a listener. I listen to the community and I will fight as hard as I can for the best for our region over the coming 4 years. And I want to leave a legacy that I want to make the Toowoomba region an even better place to live for the legacy, not only of my children, but the future of this region. And I haven't mentioned the canopy. You know, it saddens me that, you know, we've got all this beautiful green canopy here in East Toowoomba, the eastern side of the city, but you go west and you go north and you have these huge housing developments and I'd love to see more trees coming back into that scape. So that comes down to our planning and we're working on our plan, which we should have the new plan should be ready in the next 12 to 18 months. So I think that's really critical. And protecting our green space everywhere, not only in the city, but in the regional hubs as well. It's really important that we have a nice green region that we need to protect and look after. So I'm number 20 on the ballot. And if you like what you're hearing and it resonates with you, then please vote for me, Edwina Farquhar.
Councillor Edwina Farquhar, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lee.